May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. There's something I want to share with you, and it's not going to take long, but I have to show you a few things to get there, some scripture, so just sort of follow the bouncing ball a little bit. This is from Song of Solomon, chapter 8. And he says, put me like a seal over your heart, like a seal in your arm, for my love is as strong as death. My jealousy is severe as Sheol. Its flashes are flashes of fire, the vehement flame of the Lord. No waters can quench my love for you, nor will rivers ever overflow it. This is Daniel, chapter 7. I'm going to show you a few scriptures that speak about the throne room, that describe the throne room, the third heaven's throne room. Daniel 7:9, I kept looking until thrones were set up, and the Ancient of Days took his seat. His vesture was like white snow, and the hair of his head was like pure wool. His throne was ablaze with flames. Its wheels were a burning fire. And a river of fire was flowing from him and coming out from before him. Thousands upon thousands were attending him, and myriads upon myriads were standing before him. The court sat, and the books were open. And this is Revelation 15. And I saw, as it were, verse 2, a sea of glass mixed with fire. Now, again, let me just paint the image for you again of the throne room. On the throne room, there's the throne that he sits on, and it says that the throne is ablaze with fire. And it sits on top of wheels that are flame with fire. And the one sitting on the throne is fire. Sits on the throne of fire, wheels of fire, which means it's mobile. And from that flows a river of fire. And that river of fire feeds, according to Revelation 15, a sea of glass, so it's translucent, that's mixed with fire. That's the throne room scene. We've talked about this in the past, that it's the throne room. So it's not about judgment. There's no judgment in the throne room in terms of the worship that takes place in the sea of glass. It's speaking of the Song of Solomon verse I read to you. This atmosphere of the vehement, endless, relentless, burning love of God. Because God is love. And he's not casual. As a matter of fact, it says about him in the Old Testament and again in Hebrews chapter 12 that our God is an all-consuming fire. The place from the Old Testament, jealous. God is love. That love is passionate, burning. Again, not casual. There's nothing half-hearted about who he is. The cross lets us know that. There's nothing half-hearted about giving what you can't afford to give. His only son, only son. And so the whole throne room is filled with this environment of fire. But what I want you to get is that it's not like you have these pieces. Here's God. Here's who sits on the throne. This God who's fire, then you have the throne that's fire, then there are these wheels that are fire that are attached to the throne, then there's this river of fire, and you see a glass of fire. All of it emanates from one source, God, who is an all-consuming fire. And because he is fire, an all-consuming, vehement flame of ridiculous, crazy love, he sits on that throne and it sets the throne on fire, which sets the wheels on fire. And from him flows a very river of fire. And it creates a sea, an endless sea of glass mixed with fire. That's going to be our experience. Whatever worship experience you've ever experienced before, like the best of the best, it's going to be nothing like the endless opportunities we have of the continual throne room worship experience we can all sort of just go into anytime we want to. It can be crazy. Because of that, but Revelation chapter 4 says this. This is familiar if you've been here a while. After these things, or in the midst of these things, in the midst of what? The chaos that was going on among fallen humanity, the affairs of men. In the midst of the chaos of fallen humanity, the pain, the confusion, all the stuff that goes on with just human beings, in the midst of these things, I looked and behold a door standing open in heaven, and the voice from which I heard, like the sound of a trumpet speaking to me, said, come up here, and I will show you what must take place in the midst of these things. And immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was standing in heaven, and one sitting on the throne. Now this passage from Revelation 4 is a description of John being invited to come up into heaven and to get a glimpse of God's sovereign rule. Now, all the issues of free will or man's will or God's sovereignty and the enemy, I don't have to do that. I just know he's Lord of lords and he's King of kings. I don't care what word you use to describe it, in charge, in control, yada, he orders our steps, he's Lord. Do I believe there's a real devil? Yes. But I believe that he's Lord and he's in control? Yes. And he's saying to John, in the midst of human chaos, where the enemy works, where people make bad decisions, where you get hurt, where things are happening to you that are disappointing and discouraging, all the stuff that goes on in a fallen world, where death occurs, he said, I'm still sitting on the throne, and I want to show you what must take place. Not what might take place, not what I hope will take place, but I want to show you what must take place. He's in control. But here's the cool thing. Think of the picture I just painted you of the throne room. Doesn't mention that in this verse. That one who invited him to come up, who was sitting on the throne, was on fire. And the throne was on fire. And it sat on a throne, it was movable, on wheels of fire. And before that was a river of fire and a sea of glass of fire. And this is one of the things the Lord spoke to me last night. And what happened was, I'm just going back over all my devotional books over the years. Stuff I wrote down. And the first one, one of the things I wrote down, this is not the first one, one of my book that I call them Pearls. This was back in 2012. I think that's when I started to spend a lot more extended time in prayer. The director's counsel said, yeah, just do that in the morning. I wrote this thing now, saw this, that whatever you understand or don't understand about God's sovereign rule, here's what I can tell you. It's a sovereign rule of crazy, vehement, ridiculous, endless, passionate love for you. And the whole idea of the wheels, the whole point is to speak to us, is that wherever you're at, God's sovereign rule of love is turned in your direction and toward your situation and circumstance. The enemy's not winning. Your sin's not winning. Their sin's not winning. God's sovereign rule of crazy love for you is winning and directing your steps and ordering your future and decreeing, declaring that his purposes will be accomplished because of his love. It's not just that he's big. It's not just that he's wise and brilliant and he's Lord. It's all comes, everything he does is driven by his love for you. The one who sits on the throne is on fire for you and turned towards your direction and your situation no matter what kind of turn it's taken. It may have taken a bad turn for you, but his throne is turned towards you. And the love of God is governing his government over your life and over your future. I just think that's the coolest thing in the world. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.